Coming live from British Columbia, Canada is our guest tonight. Welcome to this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live, the show which ensures that you profit from your time spent here with experts, either through their insights, information, or simply learning from them. And today we have Ella Hind, soul coach, etheric healer, energetic strategist, and entrepreneur. Welcome to the show, Ella.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here, AJ.
You are welcome. Welcome to the show. Welcome to India. And you will be bringing a lot of value to the guests, to the audience that we have today, tomorrow, audio, video, and even on text. So I'm sure there is a lot to learn from. So my first question to you, Ella, is, you know, what exactly is etheric healing? Is it related to energy? Is it, you know, because you are also an energetic strategist. Is it about you full of energy, or you bring a lot of energy into the type of people that who come to you for help? How does it all work?
Thank you so much for asking that. So that's basically, we are all made up of energy. We have very energetic bodies. So etheric healing is tapping into the dimension of energy that's around you. Some people refer to it as the quantum realm, but it is that energetic body that keeps all of our cells vibrating and moving. So all of our cells hold this blueprint of our emotions, of our thoughts, of our genetic history, and that's imprinted in our cells. So when we are going forward in life to really achieve our best selves, it's important to help elevate and raise that vibration of ourselves and tune it a certain way so we can achieve our best lives. We can scale our businesses, we can find more stress, we can find more calm and peace, reduce stress in our lives. So I do this through healing of those cells. It's a modality kind of like Reiki. I integrate shamanic techniques, crystal healing, and then I utilize energetic strategies to offer my clients so that way after a session they can then use these strategies to continue regulating themselves, continue finding that peace, and continue elevating to that next level in their life and in their business themselves. So that way it's myself doing, acting as a conduit for the work for them, as well as them learning practical tools to go on and do the work and heal themselves as well.
Right, Ella. To understand, who are your best clients? Who come to you mostly? What do you mostly focus on? How does it work? Is it about mental health? Is it about people who are feeling normal? They also can benefit from what you do in terms of being a soul coach, an etheric healer, and energetic strategist.
So honestly, everybody can benefit. Everyone experiences emotions, everyone experiences stress. So everybody can benefit, but I myself particularly love working with entrepreneurs. I've used a lot of these strategies to overcome my own self-doubt, to overcome my anxiety, to help me make those big choices in life, to build my business to where I have. And so I really love focusing on those people. And really helping them get to that next level in their business that they might not be able to do because their nervous system is wreaking havoc on themselves because they are so busy focusing on all of the physical. And so using these strategies, they can kind of integrate everything into their life. They can take a holistic approach and heal the mindset, heal the body, as well as healing their soul, their spirit. So that way they can really step into who they want to be. These strategies also help them unleash and tap into who they were born to be and recognize what their unique message is that they have to bring to the world in their business so they can start showing up authentically in their business, which is where they'll really thrive. If you're showing up as someone else or implementing, you know, someone else's strategies, it's not going to be as successful as if you're implementing your own true inner authority following those decisions. And so, yeah, I really love working with entrepreneurs to just see through what's stopping them, see through what's holding them back, and just help them make those breakthroughs to get to their next level of success.
Right, Ella. You yourself are an entrepreneur.
I am.
Yes.
I own a holistic day spa as well. So I love that because it's a great way to really just help everyone. Like the mantra for my business is enhancing beauty in body, mind, and soul. So at my day spa, I also believe these same energetic principles that when someone's coming in for a pedicure, for a lash treatment, for a facial, we're really focusing on that holistic wellness, which goes to show the whole concept of energy, where when you're focusing on yourself, you're taking care of yourself, your mood is automatically going to improve. When your mood improves, it affects every other aspect of your life. You're able to more wholeheartedly go forward, more confidently go forward. And so I love kind of introducing and sharing that little bit with all of my spa clients to enhance them in that way as well.
Right, right, Ella. Now, let's come to the entrepreneur part of it. A lot of entrepreneurs you work with, why is it when they can be so confident of building a business out of nothing or creating a business about they have an idea, they are trying to do something, they know about these things. Mm-hmm. Then how suddenly they become unsure, they become anxious? Is it about the business? Is it about something else? Is it that they are so fixated on achieving success today itself that obviously will happen later on, that it leads to sometimes overwhelm, anxiety? How do you see that? Can you help our general audience understand that such confident people suddenly start losing their grip on the situations that they are in?
I love that question. That's amazing. And it actually comes down to our brains and to science of the brain. So we are still very wired from the front part of our brain, which deals with stress and emotions. So in that primal concept, new is bad, new is scary. And if we're confronting a situation of fear, our brains are primarily wired to keep us safe. And therefore, as we're making those new big choices in business, it might start out easy, it might start out feeling safe. But as we start investing more money, making scary choices, doing things that have never been done before, that area of our brain is just firing crazily, being like, this is scary, there's fear. And your brain will actually subconsciously create a scenario for you that will be like, this is why you can't do this. And then you stop yourself. And so using these energetic strategies, you can, and using energy healing, you can calm down that part of your brain. You can introduce those new situations. You can regulate yourself. So that way it doesn't seem scary. So you can actually put in those action steps to move forward rather than your own brain holding you back.
Right, right. This is something wonderful. Means very strong people, very confident people, they come to you and you give them help, which is, if I understand, etheric healing is more about the outside realm, maybe one realm outside your body. So how does it work actually? It is bordering spirituality. It is a spirituality. It is outwardly. How should one look at it? And how should one believe it, that it's working? Because you see, in today's time, people are not very happy with the products you give to them. How do they be happy with a service like this and they actually know it has worked for them? It's a tough job.
It definitely is a tough job. You know, it's a lot easier if you can go into business strategies with like, here, you write this post and this is going to get you to the next level of success, like hone in on your branding. Whereas this is just fine, you know, providing clients that overall peace and wellness and confidence. So it's not quite as much of a tangible thing, but if you give it a try and you start implementing those things, you'll start recognizing how much it can work. It's kind of a great way to illustrate it, actually, is even just the aspect of, if you're thinking about your past, if you think about an event that has occurred to you before that was extremely exciting, gave you a ton of gratitude, if you start thinking about that in your brain, your body will actually automatically start calming itself down. It'll start feeling really happy. You'll start feeling really grateful. Our bodies can't discern between a past, present or future situation. If they can't discern if something has occurred or is already occurring, just by thinking about it, we can make it feel like it's occurring. And so a great way just to simply recognize how this energy works is just think on like a past event that made you really happy, and you'll start feeling happiness in your body. This is a lot how energy works, except we're working on the level of your cells to shift your cells. So it's a lot more of a long-term effect than just having to think about that event. And really, science has been making such incredible results in this, where they're actually starting to prove the science of our energy. And, you know, epigeneticists, biologists, quantum physicists are all proving that this energy field, this energy system is real. And it's incredible work to dive into and to understand. But it's actually starting to really be, it has been scientifically proven that this energy field exists and that we can manipulate this energetic field. People have started energetically shifting their DNA and healing themselves from genetic diseases by power of thought and by power of energy healing. And those have been recorded in test studies. So, you know, if you're willing to give it a try, there's science to prove it. And, you know, all you have to do is experience one session to know for yourself how powerful it is.
Right, right. Talking of science, Ella, science says that energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It can be transformed from one form to another. Then where is it that these people who are so energetic, suddenly they lose their energy and you need to, they need your help to find it? Because is it about some events in their life? Then why it did not hinder them when they were thinking about becoming an entrepreneur? Why is it that only when they come down to achieving a certain thing in life that past events can trigger difficult times into the present? How does it work?
Yeah, so, you know, we all, one I'd say is that I love teaching my clients about is tapping into their intuition. That's your own inner body awareness and the, you know, awareness of the universe, of God, of spirit. And we all have that slight inclination, that slight intuition comes in those like aha moments or those moments of like, oh, I should go here, or I should do this today. And so I believe when, you know, we all have this in it sense that is created in us when we are babies. And so when we start out with our business, I think we're start tapping naturally into that field. But the problem is, as we get bigger in our business, it starts to get beyond our scope of normalcy. You know, maybe we've seen people around us who've started businesses. It's a pretty normal thing in this world to start a business. It's really getting more popular for entrepreneurs. And so that's a level of normal. Or maybe your parents hit a certain level of success. So getting to that level of success is normal for you. But it's once you start rising above that and you start getting into those new situations that isn't normal, you know, crossing those six figures in income that maybe your family has never achieved before, maybe you're the first one to ever accomplish that, that's when your body and your energetics really start freaking out. And as you said, it can't be, you know, we can't create or destroy energy. But now, because it's something so new, you're transforming your cells into those vibrations of fear, of uncertainty, of stress, of anxiety. And so it's about, you know, holding space for those emotions, learning why those are there, which we can also dive into in my etheric vitality enhancement sessions, into my energy healing sessions. We can uncover the original source for that emotion that's coming forward that's stopping you, and we can then transform it into a more positive approach, heal those emotions, so then you can achieve those higher levels of success that aren't normal for you anymore, or that aren't the standard in this day and age.
Right, right. Ella, if they consult you, they work with you, and they go confident, and you find them, okay, this person is now properly healed, if you look at it from that point. Mm-hmm. How are they able to retain it? Because those thoughts again can come back. How does it work that after your consultation, they go away and they are still able to continue being this confident self that they were when you were talking to them.
Well, that's where I try to teach all of my clients. I try to teach them how to connect with their intuition so that way they can have this constant source of knowledge coming to them as to how to move forward in business and be assured of their decisions. I also teach them with the energetic strategies how to honor their body, how to listen to their body. So that way when those emotions are coming up for them again in a new way, they already have the tools needed to be like, okay, I see what's going on here. And they can implement those strategies to re-regulate their body, to heal those things, and to continue growing and moving forward and scaling in their business and in their life. So even though my one-on-one sessions include energy healing, it's also about teaching the client so that way they can have these tools to continue going forward in life after these initial situations have been resolved. So it's about largely about teaching them so they can be in control rather than just having to rely on me, to recognize the power and healing capabilities that is within themselves too.
Right, right. You teach them, then they remember it.
Exactly. But
you have had a tough life for yourself.
Yes.
And you learned it a very hard way, if I may use the word. Who taught you? Did you self-teach? How did it work? Because, you know, the places that you have been in your life, to come out of that as a winner is not a small thing. And that is, I can tell you, that is real women empowerment, real women power, coming out from the dark shadows and leading the world with the light that you actually emanate. That's the type of women the world needs. I really mean it. And it's not about always shining bright. It's about, you know, when clouds come into your life and take away all the aura, you come out shining bright out of those clouds. That is what life is. That is what real inspiration is. That is why you are the master in today's masterclass. So can you tell us, how did you help yourself come out of the dark shadows that were so dark in your life at one point in time?
Thank you. I have had quite a few dark shadows in my life. I've been a single parent twice. I have struggled with addiction. Being in this modern age and, you know, struggling with poverty and stuff, but eventually being able to become a successful entrepreneur despite all of that. And for the journey, it's been a long lifetime journey. Started when I was a kid. I grew up in a really strict church initially, and I always had a very spiritual inclination. I could definitely see spirits, I could hear spirits, I could feel things. But it wasn't the age of Google like we have today. People these days are a lot more lucky in that where they can learn things. So I just dove deep into books. I dove deep into my own mind, asking questions, developing my own intuition. And it was really neat because a lot of the things I would learn, you know, just connected with my own mind and meditation. A year, 2 years later, I would open up a book and it would be explaining the exact same things my mind had already explained to me. Certification wise, I did end up getting my master level of Reiki. I have trained under shamans to learn about soul retrieval and energy. I also have my crystal healing certification, and then just a lot of life experience, a lot of studying scientists, reading scientific books to understand how our brains work, studying even into the Bible, learning about Jesus and learning about, you know, how much magic is actually in the Bible itself, and that, you know, religion may not necessarily talk about, which is a whole other subject. And so just a lot of self-research, but also looking to other leaders, training under other, you know, energetic healers, and just kind of integrating it all into life to overcome my own strategies, finding out what works, what didn't work, and now being able to share all of those strategies with everyone else.
Right, right, Ella. So what would you tell a lot of women, especially young people, young boys and girls who are perhaps the same age when you were having your difficult time, 20s, early 20s and all? not become a victim of whatever times that they are facing, how they can be more fearless, how can they be more careful, how they can make their future bright, no dark clouds in their lives. Let them, obviously you will stumble and fall, but how can they pick themselves up quickly and lead a life that is that they so much desire? What would you guide them? Second thing is, and does environment play a lot of role in making oneself feel overwhelmed, anxious about how they look, what they should be, what they should not be? I'm talking about both externally and your friends, your family, your workplace. How does it impact a person's way of thinking for themselves, the way they look at the world? Several things here, but they are so related here, and you are the master. You can address them at your own pace. That's okay.
So I think I'm going to address your second question first about our environment. Our environment can definitely influence us. If we do, you know, get raised in a situation where we don't have very supportive parents or we don't have very supportive teachers or anything like that, it can definitely shift our perceptions, our expectations, and our beliefs. And so I actually offer a free workbook that I have, which helps you recognize what limitations, what perceptions, what beliefs have been imprinted upon you as you were growing up as a kid. And so it's important to recognize these things, not as an identity, but as roles to play. So we can grow up and maybe we'll be like, oh, you know, you're a loser, you have no money, you're very shy. And we imprint these things on us as our identity, when really we are this divine, amazing, energetic soul. And so if we can recognize first, the biggest key is recognition to the way we perceive ourselves, the way we, you know, the things we think we need to achieve or do, or, you know, that we won't be able to do. And we can get to the root of those and be like, no, you know what? I'm not going to be those things anymore. I'm not going to continue on this path anymore. Doesn't matter if my parents did that. Doesn't matter if this is what everyone thinks of me. This is who I want to be. And recognizing who you want to be and how you want to be can really be it's one of the most crucial first steps to achieving success in your life and to overcoming those initial hurdles that might have been put upon you based upon your environment. So that free workbook is an amazing resource. It can be accessed on my website, and to recognizing that. So that would definitely be my first step, is understanding that you might have a harder time because of how you've been raised, because of your situation, but you can still persevere through that. And it's about recognizing who you truly are. And once you can recognize who you truly are, you can recognize the power, the innate power and strength that is within you. And you can keep going because of that. And when it comes down to the dark clouds, recognizing there's always going to be dark clouds, but it's how you look at those dark clouds that's going to matter. If you recognize, you know, if you allow it to get yourself depressed, if you allow those to get yourself full of stress and anxiety, and you keep running those circuits in your brain, then, you know, that's not going to be a very good thing. And that's definitely going to manifest as different diseases, and you're just going to continue on a downward spiral. So really just standing strong in yourself, recognizing what you're worth because of that work you've done with your perceptions and beliefs, to be like, no, I'm going to stop this. I'm going to choose different. I believe, you know, I am worthy of different. And finding that worth can really help me, can help give you those tools to start stepping up and rising out of that dark place and making those different choices, knowing that you don't have to be a product of your environment or of your situation. And you have the power within you to change that. And to continue on that, then once you know, life definitely does aspire for you. There is, you know, an energetic source out there, whether you want to believe it as God, as the universe, whatever, that does aspire to help you and assist you. But you have to take that first small step of being like, I want different. And then knowing that, you know, once you start making those steps, things will aspire together to help you get out of that. It might not be in the way you think it's going to be, but people will start coming into your life if you're open to them coming into your life to help you in the ways that you need most. And just really trusting that process to get you out of those situations and believing in yourself to get out of there and to choose different and to choose better.
Right, right. Now, let's look at two words, overwhelm and self-sabotage. Self-sabotage means it's very clear. You are doing injustice to yourself. And overwhelm, especially the young generation. Everywhere you got, everybody has a complaint, I don't have time. And then you find them on social media. That's okay. That's the way it is. Today's life is like that. That's the way the social media is. How does one take care of overwhelm? Because this is going to be continuously in our life and we may need to make choices. So how does one start with not being overwhelmed? How to be in that continuous state of not being overwhelmed? Second thing is self-sabotage. That's a part of you. Why do one go for self-sabotage? It's like you are hitting yourself. That's not a very good thing. So why does it happen? How can one recognize not to hurt their own interests or whatever they want, they are? And how does one control it, or if it is bordering to nearly going to a therapist? How does it work?
Yeah, so with overwhelm, I actually kind of wrote a blog post about this the other day, how it almost seems like society is against us in a way, with the government and with social media and everything, rising costs of inflation. Like, they're keeping us in this state, this primal state of fear, which, as I stated earlier, if we're in fear, we can't make those new choices. And then we just want to like huddle and hide away from it all. But yet we are like addicted to still keep scrolling and to keep perpetuating the cycle. And so it really comes down to the fact of just, again, like stopping yourself and just being like, okay, no, like, I'm not going to go there. I'm, you know, scheduling your day if you need to, and just be like, I'm going to allow myself 15 minutes on this device. I'm going to set an alarm. Or, you know, there's like blockers you can do, which like turn off your Instagram after so long. And so sometimes it really comes down to implementing those physical steps to stop yourself from getting from those, you know, environments or those situations that do automatically create that fear response in you and that sense of overwhelm in you. And then also implementing healthy strategies into your day, making sure you have time to take care of yourself and to love yourself and to do these things for yourself. And sadly, we grew up in a generation that really talked about like hustling hard, working like 50, 60 hour weeks, taking care of everyone else rather than taking care of yourself. I actually talked about this at a ladies' workshop I hosted the other weekend, where they're like, we grew up, you know, we have to focus on everyone else. Everyone else asks everything of me and I have to do this. And if I don't do this, then I feel bad. And it's about us taking our power back. Like, this is very clearly an epidemic that is affecting everybody. And we need to shift. Honestly, the entire world has to shift to the fact of taking our power back, of saying no, of not being afraid, you know, to say no, and being willing to fill our cup up first. I'm not saying being selfish to the point of saying no to everything or of, you know, only thinking of yourself. But you can't fill from an empty cup. If you're on an airplane going down, you got to put your mask on first, because otherwise you might pass out before you get to put it on your kids. And we really need to start taking our power back and making sure we do what we need to for ourselves so we can be there more adequately for us, for other people. And if we can start doing that for ourselves, we're going to start implementing balance in our lives rather than just giving ourselves completely to work or to other people. Then that sense of overwhelm is going to automatically start disappearing. We're going to start becoming more regulated. We'll start being more whole. But recognizing that this is a global epidemic that affects everyone, but it does start, in this case, it does start with you. You do make a difference. And it's about, you know, sharing that with other people and even being able to share that information, be like, hey, I'm going to say no. It's not because I don't care, but I need to take care of myself. And like, have you thought about doing the same for yourself? And like spreading the awareness of this, you know, situation of like, we need to take care of ourselves. We need to love ourselves. So we're not overwhelmed. So we're not driving ourselves into the ground and suffering burnout and disease, because that doesn't help anyone either. And then on self-sabotage, that's a really good one. I think it really comes down to our perceptions and our beliefs again, and our environment, as we discussed earlier. There's a certain level, you know, fear comes into play and we're like, oh God, I'm not actually going to be able to do this. And so we start self-sabotaging our business so we can stay at this level of comfort. We can stay at this level that feels safe for us. And so again, if we implement those tools to keep ourselves regulated, if we implement those tools to shift our perceptions and our beliefs of what we can actually achieve, then we will automatically stop self-sabotaging ourselves. But it's about doing the work and honoring your emotions. Like if you start noticing that pattern occurring, asking yourself, you know, what is this trying to show me? Why am I doing this active? Why am I doing this act of self-sabotage? How can I shift to this? Is there something I need to learn from this? Is there something I need to heal from this? And, you know, not being afraid to have those conversations with your brain to get to know yourself better on a whole level. And then reaffirming, like, you know what, I got this, I can do this, I have a support system, I, you know, I've done this X, Y, and Z before, there's no reason I can't do this. And really building up that strength in yourself to overcome those hurdles so you can stop doing that. And I would also say that it could be a continuous process as you hit new benchmarks to want to keep, you know, self-sabotage at those new benchmarks, but it takes practice. The more you implement those strategies, the more times you sit and honor your emotions and ask those questions, the easier it's going to get to be. And so just putting in the work.
Right, right. We touched several topics, Ella, and you answered them very, very well. And I'm sure a lot of people will benefit. But then this is in a podcast show, you can only learn as much. There is so much to learn from you. In your day-to-day life, what you do full-time. So how do people connect with you to learn more from you? How do businesses, individuals connect to, you know, work-wise engage with you?
Yeah, so I do have my website, Opal Dawn Holistic Beauty. If you go under the little tab there, Limitless Freedom, you can access the new the workbook that I talked about to release your limitations and your perceptions and beliefs. And then I also offer one-on-one energetic healing strategy or energetic healing sessions to really dive into your body and to dive into your cells, as we talked about, and release any of those limiting beliefs, any of that past trauma, just so that you can really step into your fullest self. So you can expand your possibility and your potential. You can shift those old behaviors, stop overwhelm, stop self-sabotage. So you can book one of, I've also offered the listeners of this video 40% off one of those etheric vitality enhancement sessions. It's a 60-minute session over Zoom, and you also get energetic strategies to continue the work yourself. So with that 40% off, I believe it's only like $94 to try that out, which really you spend that on a dinner. So it's so worth it to see how this can enhance and change your life and, you know, ultimately make you more money in your business. And you can also connect with me on Instagram. My username is at Opal Dawn Beauty, or I just created a LinkedIn account, so it's still new, but you can find me there under Ella Hank.
Right, right, Ella. My last question to you is about your journey. When you look back, what do you see now? Sometimes you must be at your spa as an entrepreneur. You look at things that you have achieved. Your life is much more in control of yours. Sometimes you look at the sky. Those dark clouds don't look as dark as one at one point in life. Even in dark nights, you can still see the brightness down there. Nothing. There is very few things now that must be scary. How do you look at this overall things? And how is it, where do you want to go from here when things are much, much brighter for you? Where, what is it that you seek for yourself now?
Yeah, so I see a lifetime of adventure, honestly. Like when I look at my past, I try not to, I don't like to keep regrets, because regrets is just storing negative emotions in your body. So I see a lifetime of wisdom, of teaching, of adventure, and of opportunity. And I know that when I look forward, I only see more of that. And, you know, I'm really excited for where life's going to take me with my kids, for the lessons that I get to teach them, the life that I get to share with my husband, and just being able to continue growing and expanding more. Helping other people brings me such joy, whether it's in the spa, you know, giving them a wonderful, relaxing day, or helping other entrepreneurs to go on and really achieve their, you know, their purpose, hit their own goals, achieve their own amazing life of peace and prosperity. And it's just beautiful being able to help in those ways. And I'm just so grateful for where I am, grateful and excited for where we're going to go.
Wonderful, wonderful. On this note, it's a wrap on this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live. Thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Thank you for having me.